I'm April Cummings with your latest news. More students, more staff. The early childhood care education industry saw a boost in 2024. Radio KMAN's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to the Economics and Statistics Office's Compendium of Statistics, there were 42 early childhood care education centers in Grand Cayman in 2024. That's an increase of just one when compared to 2023. Enrollment grew by 5%, with 87% of those more than 2,100 kiddos being registered at a setting in a private school or a private center. The number of staff in ECCE grew nearly 6% in 2024, with 93% of those employees working in the private sector. There was minimal change in the figures for the Sister Islands, with three ECC programs, 83 kids on roll, and 18 staff across both the private centers and settings in public schools. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full compendium of statistics at eso.ky. Another scholarship opportunity is open for ambitious young Caymanians. CITTV's Kafara Augustin has the details.
The Ministry of Tourism and Trade Development is now accepting applications for the 2026 Tourism Scholarship Program. For nearly three decades, this initiative has helped Caymanians pursue degrees in tourism-related fields both locally and internationally. Eligible students can receive up to 30,000 Cayman Islands dollars per year for bachelor's or master's degrees in areas including marketing, environmental studies, hotel management, and public relations. The application deadline is Friday, January 31st, 2026. Full details and application forms are available at rkman.ky.
CIDTV's Kafara Augustin reporting there. It is hard to believe, but it's been 25 years since the National Drug Council set up its Arrive Alive 345 campaign, a yearly holiday program designed to keep people safe on Cayman's roads. First launched in 2000, the designated driver and purple ribbon bus programs were created by the NDC to promote responsible celebrations and reduce alcohol-related crashes during the holiday season. The campaign later grew to include the Purple Ribbon Pledge, where drivers publicly pledge to never drink and drive. Arguably, the most popular aspect is the Purple Ribbon Bus on New Year's Eve, a popular walk-on, walk-off bus service that caters to all districts and encourages responsible revelry. NDC's Simon Miller.
It's very interesting to see, entering its 25th year right now, this year. You know, it's going to be exciting to see how all of our messaging and you know, coming on shows like this, Chalo, you know, seeing if people actually take it up and be responsible, leave their cars at home and ride the buses. It's not only for people who are just going out to consume alcohol. There was a free bus service for the entire evening, you know, starting at 9 p.m. and wrapping up around 5 a.m.
Together, these initiatives laid the foundation for Arrive Alive 345, an umbrella campaign uniting Cayman's anti-drunk driving efforts under one shared message. Arrive Alive Cayman, drive safe, drive sober, ride free on New Year's Eve. For more information, head to gov.ky. That is your latest local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.